The last months of 2024 promised to be the most tense and worrying in recent human history. This is because a series of globally significant events are about to happen and change the course of the world forever. Recently, everyone was shocked by the attack on the life of candidate Donald Trump. He narrowly escaped death and is now the favorite in the race against Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States. Moreover, the world is on the brink of what many are calling a third world war, with tension between Russians and Ukrainians, Israelis and Islamic extremists spreading to more and more countries every day. There is also the expectation of an economic crisis rarely seen in history, first hitting major nations and then spreading to other countries soon after. In light of all this, questions arise. What will happen to the world from now on? What will be the impact on the economy and our lives? Will the Antichrist reveal himself at any moment? In this video, I will not only provide answers to these questions, but also offer you a completely new perspective according to the Word of God on everything that has been happening recently that is making you worried, scared, and anxious. I will tell you what no one else is saying about global events, so stay with me until the end. Since man disobeyed God's command in Eden and ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge, the world has always gone through crises, conflicts, and moments of tension and fear. But it is hard to imagine a time when so many threatening things to humanity's future are happening at the same time as they are today. So let me tell you something that God has impressed upon my heart to bring to you. Do not focus on theories about which secret organization is trying to govern the world behind the scenes. We could talk here that a new world order is working to dominate the planet, or that the Illuminati will start putting their plan into practice and preparing the ground for the arrival of the Antichrist. But this will not bring you peace of mind. On the contrary, it will only bring more unrest to your heart. The first thing you need to know is that there is indeed a force that rules the world, and that force is the devil. All groups that oppose the Bible and do not recognize that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross and rose again are used by the enemy. See the warning that the Apostle Paul gives us. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. You can recognize the Spirit of God in this way. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and now is already in the world. Look at this, brothers. This shows that the organization that manipulates the world is not human. It is spiritual. The spirit of the Antichrist is already in the world, and we must all be alert so as not to be deceived by it. The Bible says that our struggle is not against human beings, but against Satan and his demons. Even if the Illuminati exist, they are not more powerful than God, and therefore we do not need to fear them. I know we can feel powerless with so many news reports that evil is spreading throughout the world and that we are being manipulated by such powerful organizations. But Jesus said that the devil, the prince of this world, is already condemned. He tries to appear strong, but he knows that his destruction is near. And therefore he is doing everything he can to lead people to perdition. As I said, it is very clear that there is a spiritual battle going on. We feel it when we look at the world through the lens of the Bible, don't we? The earth is agitated not only because of climate change, but because of recent events and everything that could still happen this year. First, because the United States elections, which were already set to be one of the most remarkable of all time, became even more relevant after the former president and candidate for re-election, Donald Trump, narrowly escaped death by only 5 centimeters. Now the whole world is turning its eyes to America and anxiously wondering what will happen in the November elections. What will happen to the world if Trump really wins? And as for the wars, both in the case of Russia against Ukraine and Israel against Islamic extremists, the situation is far from over. In fact, the risk of major war powers like the United States, China, North Korea, and NATO members getting involved in these wars and creating a huge conflict in the world is very high and increases every day. Moreover, other questions invade our minds. What will happen to the economy? Will inflation keep rising? Will we have jobs and money to buy food and support our families? Will artificial intelligence steal our jobs? So many questions and almost no answers, right? What we see most on the internet these days are people and news outlets sensationalizing every event, exaggerating every detail that happens, all in search of audience and also to spread fear among the population at the behest of Satan. The devil has a great influence in this world, and he controls the opinions of most people. That is why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. And with all the recent events happening, there are many preachers out there saying, for example, that we are witnessing the beginning of the Gog and Magog war, which is a battle prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39 in the Old Testament, and also in Revelation chapter 20. Brothers, honestly, I believe that those who speak of this prophecy as if it were happening today either do not know how to correctly interpret the scriptures or act in bad faith to imprison God's people by fear and not by faith. This is because this prophecy speaks of a battle that will only happen 1,000 years after Jesus returns to earth, defeats the Antichrist and the false witness, imprisons Satan, and establishes his kingdom on this world. There are also those who say that we are about to live the prophecy of 1 Thessalonians 4, where the Apostle Paul says that Jesus will descend from heaven, and at the sound of the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are still alive will be caught up with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Again, this prophecy has been used out of context because the Apostle Paul is talking about a moment that will only happen during the Great Tribulation when Israel is being persecuted and surrounded by the nations of the world. Then the Jews will recognize that Christ is the Son of God and will cry out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Then Jesus will return to rescue and save all those who believed in him as the only and sufficient Savior. Therefore, I want to give you some advice. Do not believe everything you hear and see. Seek to deepen your knowledge of the Bible. God wants you to remember that regardless of what is happening in the world or what may happen in the future, you should not fear anything, even if the rest of the world is blind and still cannot see the light that only exists in Jesus. Amen. We are witnessing a moment of diplomatic crisis between nations. Yes, we are seeing famine, plagues, and earthquakes in various places, as mentioned by Jesus in Matthew chapter 24. Yes, we are. But should we worry? No, and here is why. First, because of the Word of God. Second, because of the love and faithfulness of the Lord. Third, because we have the Holy Spirit. In these times of uncertainty, you should not worry, because the Bible has already told us the future, and we know how it ends. And Christ himself said that he would be with us until the end of the age, meaning he will not abandon us. What should bring you peace is that God has always defended his children. He has always been faithful. He has always rescued those who trusted in him. In the book of Genesis, when the whole world was full of wickedness and depravity, the Lord preserved Noah and his family. He protected those who trusted in him. When Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, God preserved Lot and his family. He protected them. In Exodus, when the angel of death passed, he protected the Israelites who put the blood of the Lamb on their doors. In other words, God has a history of protecting and caring for his children. So, my dear brother and sister, do not worry about anything. The Lord is telling us today to live by faith and trust him at all times. But the devil wants the opposite for you and me. He wants you to be anxious and afraid to face life. And when you let that happen, you start going against the Word of God and become filled with anxiety, worrying about what to eat, drink, wear, and how to pay your bills. That is what the devil wants, for you to stop trusting in God's care and start acting on your own. A person who is not intimidated by what they see happening in the world, but is governed by belief in the Lord's promises, cannot be defeated by the devil. Therefore, when you feel insecure, say, "Yes, God, I believe that you are much greater than any giant. You are greater than the events in this world. I do not see a way ahead of me, but I believe that you are guiding my steps." And then God says to you, "My child, do not be afraid. I know your pains and difficulties, and I will help you. Brothers, this is a promise for those moments in life when you feel you cannot bear so much pressure. God is asking you to let go of the illusion that you are in control, because as long as you want to solve everything your way, God will not intervene. So rest, trust. If you have come this far, it is because the Lord has a plan for your life, and He wants to use you to comfort and encourage the people around you. Amen. The world may be in crisis, but you are in Christ, and that makes all the difference. Never forget that. If you enjoyed this message, share it with your friends and family, and subscribe to my channel. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. May God bless you powerfully.